Jason Strong joins us now. Mr. Strong, what's driving the improved profit? And is it just the fact that cattle prices are at record highs?
No, it's not because the cattle prices are at record highs. It's because of the investment we made 3 years ago in developing more of a supply chain business rather than just a pasture and cattle business. We've been very focused on producing more beef, and our improved results, which we think is a good start for how we want to drive the business forward, is really about value-adding the cattle that we have, so turning more of our live cattle into beef sales. We get more than 85% of our revenue from beef now and focusing on producing higher quality beef for a global market.
You are focusing on premium quality beef. That's all grain-fed beef processed in southeast Queensland. Is that right, Jason Strong?
It is. As far as this first launch piece is, Lydia, that's right. So as we look at sort of previewing what we're going to drive forward in looking at releasing those brands over the next 3 months, we'll be focused on the high-end grain-fed beef that we do process in southeast Queensland. That's right.
So why focus on the top end of the market, being that premium branded beef market?
It is just the starting point. So our plan is to convert a lot more of our beef sales to branded sales and high-quality branded sales over time. But we want to crawl before we walk and walk before we run. So we've got a range of customers at the moment, and I think it's picking out some of our best and highest quality customers and seeing how we can develop a better relationship with them with our highest quality products. And I think that gives us the best opportunity to demonstrate the benefit of branding and positioning a high quality branded product.
So how will you do that with the branding? I mean, what will it be called, Jason Strong?
So we've actually got a new website, which we've just loaded up this morning, which starts to preview what our new brands will be. We've obviously got our current brands in the market, but over time and in the next, say, 3 months, we'll be releasing a couple of new brands called Wallara and West Home. And as we develop those plans to put those into the market, we'll start putting more details around those. But the focus will very much be on producing a high-quality product which has an attachment back to the fantastic AACo story.
Do you think that internationally AACo's story is well-known enough that globally there will be enough recognition for your brand?
No, not yet, and that's something that we're certainly going to invest in. So a big chunk of what we're going to do, and then when I say invest, that's not necessarily just money, it's certainly time and relationships, but establishing the recognition and positioning of our brand and our story is a key part of this branding and marketing activity. And we had a good question from someone today when they jumped straight from branding and marketing to advertising in newspapers and television, which isn't what it's about at all. It's about developing the right sort of relationships and positioning our product in the right with the right distributors into the right restaurants that maintains the story, the quality of the product and the provenance right through to the high-end consumers in those key markets.
But that marketing and advertising is still obviously a big part. So how do you plan to market the brand?
So it'll be very much relationship-based. So it's not going to be a mass population-based approach. So it'll be with our partners that we currently have in some markets and maybe some new partners, and working with them and then their downstream customers, so wholesalers, distributors, retail or food service operators, and working with those parts of the supply chain to make sure that there's the right sort of positioning and description and maintaining the integrity of the product right through to the consumer.
So what's the focus for the future, Jason Strong? Being Australia's largest cattle company, you've got properties all over Australia, particularly in the north. So what's the focus and the future for AACo?
I think our focus is adding more value to what we have. So we have a fantastic portfolio of properties. We have a wonderful cattle herd. We've got 192 years of history. We've got awesome set of staff and a great story which goes around that history and heritage and cattle and land and staff. And the opportunity for us is to get that represented alongside this fantastic quality beef that we've been selling for a while now and capture the story and the romance and the positioning of that product to, you know, create and capture more value for it downstream. So this is about doing more with what we already have rather than shifting away from anything. It's certainly turning us into a beef company, a supply chain company, a high-quality brand company. But those other components around the land and the cattle and the people and the history are still a vitally important part of that story. So it's really doing more with what we have.
Jason Strong, finally, cattle prices. I mean, we're all talking about it. We've seen record highs. What's your opinion? Are they sustainable?
That's kind of a loaded question, isn't it? You know, who do I want to get shot by? So at the current rate, you know, cattle prices are very high. And there's the arguments about, you know, they should have been higher sooner. But there's also the argument about whether it's possible then to have people further down the supply chain make a margin, and the arguments about, you know, them making margins for a long time when cattle prices were lower. What we have to have, Lydia, and what our company is very focused on is how do we make sure that we can create and capture sufficient margin across the supply chain to be sustainable. And one of the decisions we've made is in going down the supply chain path is getting away from this sort of volatile price and commodity cycles that we've seen in cattle price or processing margin, and trying to establish a business which allows us to be more sustainable and less volatile over time. So I think we'll see plenty of movement in cattle price, which is, as we know, is supply and demand driven very heavily at the moment. But our focus as a business is very much on this supply chain approach and trying to make sure that we're not exposed to these massive swings that we often see.